we're holding in Simon Kuf Samach. Kuf Samach. We did Sefer Gimel, and we're holding on Mishnah Berurah. We did not complete the Mishnah Berurah in Sefer Gimel. It's a long sif. Okay. Kuf
Samach. Wait a second.
Page 108. We're holding Mishnah Berurah, so cut an iron base. Okay.
Base.
So we said that we're the case which we're. If you put the second hand near the first hand, so even though when you're pouring on the second hand, there wasn't a revius anymore, since it was near the first hand, it functions. Those chashinim kiyad achas, it functions as one hand. We halacha looks at it. We can, and therefore there's a revius, the kli being poured onto both of these hands, onto this unit. So we have over here, even if it's two different people, if the flow doesn't end, I can put the if the second person puts his hands next to the hands of the first one, so we look at it as it's not. I'm using your leftover water, but I'm part of your netila. We're washing together at the same time. Okay, now some say that that's a hetter which is known in halacha shirei tahara. There's a second opinion which says shirei tahara is even more kuladik, that the first person can wash with the revius, and the second person can use the remaining water. Each one is doing his own washing. But again, it only works if they came as together to do it together. But the second one is waiting. The first person washed, and now there's less than a revius. The second person wants to use that and argue with shirei tahara. It's water left over from the tahara process. That's not acceptable. The argument being, since they came together as one unit, according to this opinion, and there was a revius for the first person, so this is just a continuation of the washing process for the second person, and that's why it's mutter. Kamashen is the olim. Achadeizu tzarcha rishon lishpach al yodav shepomim. The person's going to have to wash his hands, and again, since it's using less revius, he has to wash his hands two times. And he's going to have to limit his washing to leave over water for the second person. And according to the first opinion, the person pours the revius onto his hands, and then it flows from his hand onto the next person. We follow the second opinion, even though it just practically it's hard to picture the amount of using that amount of water and washing properly, but apparently they were able to do it.
Again, we're talking about a revius of water to wash what for
two people.
No, but I'm saying netilas d'ayin, meaning you need at least two washings on the first hand and two washings on the second hand, right? Two washings on your right hand, two washings on your left hand, right?
Right.
And you're talking about a revius, which is at most, what, maybe 6 ounces of water?
I'm not dealing with the practical element of getting enough water on it, but that's apparently they were they had small hands and they were very, very adept at washing. Okay. Well, there is that.
What's the learner? Somehow I doubt it.
Shemutalitol azach is there. Afilu b'kamanoshim v'tamanal. We continue this concept. We can do two people, three people, etc. The three people, you have to start with a mechzalug, is that a reviyasalug? Mechatzilug l'shloisha b'mtamar kiman the reviyasagi l'shnayim. Can reviyas a mechzalagi l'shloisha? Why is it? Why do you need a half a lug? That should be it should be. If I can get two people into revius, three people I can get into revius plus another half.
What?
As opposed to a whole, a shloisha is four eighths, and this is three eighths should be sufficient. Yeshloimer, again, I'm not grappling with the practical element of this. It doesn't interest me. Let's go back to please.
I'm sorry.
Yeshloimer, Shechosha Chachamim Kimen, the Nefishi Gavri, Lidato Yofa, Lito Anaparik. You have multiple people washing. We're afraid that they're not going to be so careful. Shekolecha Yitzamtim Amayim, Mishir Sharlachaber. Each one's trying to leave over water for the next. So we're not going to let you use Revius Amechsa. But you have to start with a share of a Revius. So the person, first one starts with a Revius and a half of a Revius. He only uses a half of a Revius. So now there's a Revius left over. The next person starts with a Revius. And we said if he's starting with a Revius, the next person may continue to wash with that water which is left over. Now the Shulchan Aruch says you wash. And for poor people, you need a lug. For 3 and 4, you need a chatzi lug. And for more than that, you need at least a lug. But it has to be enough water. So you have to wash each three times. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says three times. The Torah calls it shnei pamim. Where does the number three come from? You only need two. The Torah says two. Zok the Mishabura, the Ikra and Atila Mishum Tahara Hushne Pamim, the process of the Tahara process of your hands requires two times. Rakim Yesha Lam Lichlucha Koitzit Sark Lito Pamachas, we cut him the Havra Lichluk and the Kamon Mesimakum Sambes. We're going to see as we go on that there's an issue of Chatzitza. Sometimes I need to use water to remove the Chatzitza and then I can wash my hands. So I need water available for that third time to remove any dirt which is there to start with. Now, we can put their hands ebesad zeh. You can have more than two people put their hands ebesad zeh. If they're right next to each other, they're touching, so they're going each other. No, kulm kechad achas, chiyad achas chashibi, kelkamam esim kubsan bei, sefei. So you would have another an outside person pouring over their hands, taking the kli and pouring carefully over all the hands being right next to each other, or zel gav zeh, one above the other. If it's above it, so the water flows off his hand, the water's tummy, it's going to the next person's hand. So it's tummy water coming to his hand. Again, the heter is, because we're saying it's all one unit, so it's the same way I don't say that the water which hits the top of my hand is tummy, when it's the bottom of my hand, it's a problem. Say my hand is one unit, so the water's being tired my whole hand. So Chacham said, if you put the two hands right next to each other, it functions of the two people, it functions as one unit, and I'm washing both hands at the same time, using the same amount of water. Okay. Shayarpa, but it has to be loose enough that the water can get to each person. If they put it too tight, so there's a place where the water won't go. Shayarpa says, I'll say. Okay.
Doesn't the water have to touch both the back and the front of the hand?
Yeah. Sif Yudal. Tzarech Shehei Revius Mechunos V'Mokam Echot. So when you say you have the Revius Mayim, it has to be that you have the Revius Mayim in the container together. Which means, Shim Nota Mishminis, because of Nota Mishminis, Yadav Temeus Kishur Hayu. If I have a keli which holds an eighth of a lug, and I pour that, and then I pour a second time an eighth of a lug, so I have a Revius of water, but that's not the heter. The heter, I have to start with the Revius. Okay. Now, Mishabura Pei Aleph. Even if there's no interruption in the flow, that doesn't help. Why? So when we discussed before, we had this issue of that it's coming out in small amounts. You keep opening and closing, but the heter does require that you had the right amount of water there to start with. But over here, the problem is that you don't have the right amount of water there to start with. So you need the mile of tahara of revius, because we saw before, because revius is the smallest amount which has an intrinsic element of tahara to it. It could be a mikra, could be a revius. So even if I have a thimble, which doesn't require a revius for size wise, still requires a revius of water. The smallest shear of a mikvah is a revius. So You need a revius here to be it for your tahara purposes. Tesvav. Revius shamru ben liyadav shel gadol ben liyadav shel katan. A smaller katan here, meaning over here, not necessarily a child, but a smaller person. So even if he's very small hands, so I don't need a revius, I can do less than a revius. No, you must use a revius. Well, fine. End of thought. New thought. Not l'shem nei adam zeh yodah achas v'zeh yodah achas. V'achakakazor hasheni v'notol yodah hashniya. Hareil k'shoshim nei adam. So if I washed one hand at a time, and then you wash one hand at a time, and then I go back and wash my second hand, that counts like three. It's three different hands. When you have more than two people, you have to start with the chatzilug. So in this arrangement, the way we did it, so if I put both my hands there, and you put your hand there, so that's the count as one unit. But if I do it separately, so then you don't have that heter. Now, Mr. Burr comes along and says like this, Mr. Burr shall cut and pay bays, Pir shall Adam cut. Fine. Chazar Sheni, Arishan Koi, Kemosha Parashi Viralocha. The Sheni over here means going back on the first person. Right. So Reuven washed, then Shimon washed. Now the other person, the Sheni being the other one, which is now Reuven, because Shimon was the last one who washed, wants to go wash again. Okay. So Commissioner Brewer, Harei Luk Shnei Bnei Adam. The Hodim Mekilin and Revias Achas the Shnei Bnei Adam Hanu Dafka Kishenotol Rishon Shnei Adam Zu Archa Zu. Bechena Sheni Acharav. If Reuven washed both hands, either according to one shot together, according to one shot one after the other, and then Shimon, according to the first shot in Sifrit Gimel, you would have Reuven wash both hands and Shimon wash both hands. Say that again. According to the second shot in Sifrit Gimel, Reuven can wash both hands and then Shimon can wash both hands. According to the first shot, the way it would work is Reuven would both would put out their right hands and they wash together and left hands together. But over here, Reuven washed his right hand, then Shimon washed his right hand, now Reuven wants to wash his left hand, so that's not part of the original Nethila. Avakan, Shalai Notam, Itkila Yad Achas, Menotal Hasheni, Gam Ken Acharov. Chashav is a Kilo Kivar, not Lushnan Noshim. So now two people, the fact that we have them at the Reuven, so that now it's a third party, as it were. Ken Kishachar is a Rishon Lito Shdiyad Ashtiyah. Chashav Kamen, Alam Shisha, the Alma, Mela, Ein Dibrivius. Reuven wash, Shimon wash, and now Beryl wants the wash. No, it's not Beryl, it's Reuven again. But for our purposes, it's the same thing because Reuven had stopped his process of the teal and he's starting again. So that's right. Why is Mishabur saying it was Reuven again? Because if Reuven washed his right hand, then Shimon washed his right hand, then Shimon washed his left hand, that would be, you would not need a chatzilug, revius is enough. Because Shimon is washing both hands from Shira Tahara, which he's allowed to do. Right? The problem is that Reuven wants to come back now and be a party when after he's sort of stepped aside. So that's now it's a new party. That's number three. Okay. Dinei chatzitza ben atila. Sarak li zar me chatzitza. There's a locha of chatzitza. So let's say Mr. Burke writes a hakdama to the sif. You'll see the Mishnah Berurah is cut in half. Atan lezeh hakdomah k'sar. Let's give an introduction. V'hu. The intervila is a goof kaim alon the tzarek lizor shal yeh chatzitza. We know that there's a loch of chatzitza by a person who's going to mikvah. Tvila. V'hano, what does a chatzitza mean? Shal yeh shum davar mudbak ala goof based on tvila. There should be nothing which is attached to the body. V'ayinezeh lo yeh oysa amokim roi lebiyasmayim. By doing, if it had such an item been on the body, it would make that spot, water can't reach that spot. If there was a chatzitza, the tefillah is not valid. Now, Va'aftimin ha-Torah lo ha'vi chetzitza. The Torah's definition of a chetzitza is much more minimal. It's in less cases than a drabanan. The Torah's case of a chetzitza requires 2 points. Olmekhen ha'yo chetzitza al-roiv bos psarakuf. It has to cover the majority of the body. Mirarayse chetzitza is only chetzitza that covers the majority of the body. Mirabanan also afilim ha'yo chetzitza al-miraguf. The chamur mesakim mirabanan, even it's on any small part of the body, it's a problem. Because gezeira otu rubu. They were geyser and a miyut because of a roif. But there's a second condition over here that to be considered a chatzitza at the raisa level, it has to be the majority of the body, it has to be so much people mind that it's there. People in general will not like it to be maintained there. Even though right now when you're going to mikveh, you don't mind that it's there, but people in general do not want to maintain it there for periods of time, and eventually they're going to remove it. So even though right now you don't care that it's there, that's also considered a chatzitza. That's called a hakpada. So much people in general never are makbid on, and a chetzitza is not a chetzitza. Alim ken hoyim mechasa rabbi guf. Those also mean rabbanon filo kishemudu galov davar shein derech lahakbid. So mean a raisa, it's only if it has two elements. It's rabbi the guf and your makbid. Mean rabbanon, they answered a mir of the guf and your makbid, or rabbi the guf if you're not makbid. But you're not makbid is mutter. That's not a problem. So that's by tefillas haguf. No, it's not exera. Miraisa, the issue is
we didn't make
exera. Correct. Yeah. Adam, what do you say?
What is that share?
Mia means anything less than majority. It can be very. There's no minimal size. It can be the smallest amount. If it gets very small, usually people aren't makbid. It's because it's so small. So that might it'll become irrelevant because of the fact that you're not makbid. But if you're makbid on something that small, there's a common issue which you have is a woman has nail polish. She goes to the mikveh. So she removes nail polish, she goes to the mikveh. Let's say there's one little piece doesn't come off. So now, the whole finger is clear, and there's one spot which is, you know, was green. Now she's makbid on it, because the taka looks weird. Right? So that's a very small amount. She had a little dot on her fingernail, but she's makbid on it. So to me, it's a makbid. It would be a problem. Now, the same one that's true by tevila, they when the chomer were masakin, netila, they also masakin aloch of a chatzitza after mirabonon. So now it's the rabbanon. All things are rabbanon. So like, what's the? Do we have to be masakin chatzitza? No, not necessarily. We don't have to. Do we have to be masakin chatzitza based on akbanon? I don't know. But we have a rule called the tikkun rabbanon came to the raisa tikkun. When the chacham make the kanas, they follow the mahalach of the Torah. V'alkein im yesh chatzitza al roiv ha'yad. So now we look at roiv over here is defined by the majority of the hand. Hanu al roiv makam atila, the area which has to be washed. Also, then it's a chatzitza. I feel it imain derech bani adam lahakbid alav. Even though people in general do not mind that it's there, but it's on roiv, it's a problem. However, if it's on a miyut and also elim kain the derech lahakbid alzad, it's the only problem if people are makbid. Now, okay, and then he starts going into the actual language of the Sif. Let's see the Sif. Sif is long. Certainly, Zerma Chatzitza. You have to be careful from Chatzitza. Shekhold over Shekhoitz, Betzvila, Chatzitz, Benatila. The same way there's a loch of Chatzitza by Tzvila, which there is. The Siman and Shulchan Aruch about that issue in Hilchos Tevila in Yardaya. So there's also a lot of chatzitza over here as well. So Bishop Rishon said the language of Tzarek Lizar, but chatzitza means chatzil. You have to check your hands before you wash to make sure there's all chatzitza there. Now, So an example which would be a problem. So we hear it means that doesn't mean soya. It means the dirt which gathers under your fingernail. So we differentiate between the part of the fingernail which is basically just covering the part of the fingernail which is free. It's not attached to the body, but it's still basically parallel to where there is still finger. It's still part of the body. It's not extending beyond the length of the finger. That's called kenegad abasur. So in general, if there's some dirt which gathers there under the fingernail in that area, people would not be machped on that. But if there's dirt on the fingernail beyond the length of the finger, that's already noticeable. It sticks out behind your finger and there's dirt on it. So that people are the derech has to be machped on it. Ubotzek shetachas tzipern afilu kenegad abasur. If you would have dough cut under your fingernails, even if it's the part which is kenegad abasur, which is the part which is parallel to the finger still, people don't like the things gathered over there, the other items gathered there. But the fact that the little particles eventually gathered there, general people are not makban on it. Ratiya shal basari, if a person has a bandage on his skin, ratita yovein, ratita yotzrim, you have clay type muddy things that don't let the water through. So we'll discuss that even though dirt is something which is a person minds, but when you wash, a lot of times if it's thin, the water will get through, so the water reaches the hands. It's not a chatzitza, but this is like a thicker type of a mud, so it blocks it. And these, if it's only on a meter of the hand, and people are not makbid, so then it's not a concern. That's why we don't remove the dirt under the fingernails. It's a miut, and it's not makbid. General people don't mind the fact that it's there. Now, it comes along the Ramah, there's a machloikis in Hilchos Tevila. When we define hakpada, is hakpada defined by the individual or by the general populace or people of that sort, right? So some rishonim say the definition of hakpada is tolling the person. Some say the definition of hakpada is tolling the general populace. So we basically accept both shitas l'chumra. So even if you're not makbid, if people in general would be makbid, it's called a hakpada. And even if people in general are not makbid, if you are makbid, it's also called a hakpada. So therefore, even let's say most people don't mind having a little bit of dirt under their fingernails, but if it bothers you, you don't like it, so for you it'll be a chatzitza. If it's something which he was makbid on, so then tzarech l'nakron, he would have to remove it. V'chein ikar, and that's the ikar psak that we have both these elements over here. Now there is an opinion which says that the din deraisa of tefila, there's a din of chatzitza. There never was a specific halacha of chatzitza said in regards to netila, so therefore it doesn't exist. That's their argument, but that's the ikar psak, and that's not true. Okay. Mishnah Berurah. So we left off in the middle of Sifkat and Aleph. Mashakasav Lizar Mechatzitzah. That's the fifth line down. So the Shulchan Aruch language of Lizar Mechatzitzah, you have to be careful from the Chatzitzah. Hadosh Yasser Rami Yadayim, Kadam Natilo, Kadomar Shadarach Bani Odom Lahak Bidalav Lasira. You would have to make sure that you remove everything which people in general would not want there. Vimnalta Yadav Achakal Nimsa Lav Dav Rachatzitz. If you wash your hands and then found the chatzitza, ben al mir yad, ben al rov yad, whether it's on the mir or the rov. So tefillin lahakol shenisav achar kach. If it was something which could have happened afterwards, so we have a right to be lenient and to say that it's possible it happened afterwards. and a Safa Derbonin of the Tila, you're fulfilled, and therefore you don't have to wash again. Now, it's something which is impossible to happen afterwards, so then it's not a suffix. But if it's possible to happen afterwards, so this is true whether it's on the meat of the yad or on the rope of the yad. Now, why is he saying that? Because that's different than by tevila. Because by tevila, on the meat of the body, it's a derabanan. On rope of the body, it's a deraisa. So you have a suffix on a deraisa, you'd be machmer. A suffix on a derabanan, you'd be mekel. But over here, it's all derabanans. Even though we're being nesak and a kein deraisa, this point we're not making kein deraisa, that you have to be machmer misafik in the case of roiva yad. Roiva yad it parallels the din of roiva leguf. Roiva leguf a safik and you be machmer. Roiva the yad a safik you're mekel. So it's not paralleling the din of a guf. Okay. It's talking about the dirt which gathers, the sort of the sweatiness and dirt which it gathers under your fingernails. That's referring to. I will say, mamish, if a person was cleaning a child and actual tzah got under their fingernails, we understand. I feel can I get a bus? That's people are makbadan, and therefore would be a chatzitza, and the tila would not be valid. Okay.
You must have lost me. You obviously, if you've got soa on your hands, you have to first wash your hands to be physically clean, and then even after that, the natil is not valid. You lost me.
No. He washes his hands. He realizes afterward there's some under the fingernail. There's still some soya.
Oh, and it was after he washed it. There's still soa there. I would think it's not effective at all.
That's what he said.
Right. But I mean, at what shear? I mean, how much soa has to be there? I mean, obviously there can't be a whole lot if it's under your fingernails.
But it's in general, any amount would be, person would be mak, but it shouldn't be there. So can I get a buser? Now, kagadim tziparin godav oedav al psar etzba. It means that the tziparin is long and extends beyond the length of the finger. But so yesham tachas oedav zed. So again, this over here doesn't mean. It means the dirt which gathers on the person's hand. Even though that little dirt under your fingernails doesn't bother you, but once the fingernails are longer, it's not in between the boss around the fingernail. Rather, it's just sticking out over there. People would wash that. Therefore, even though it's between the fingernail and the skin, these foreign items like that, people in general would remove, and therefore, you would remove it. You have to remove it. I'm here. This because the Chasher Shalom Oyd Kama Devarim Shekotzitzim. The Shulchan Aruch has quite an extensive list over there of chasitzes by Hilchos Tevila. Here just gave a very short list, abbreviated list of common cases. By not having long fingernails, this way you prevent this issue of maybe having dirt there and creating a chatzitza. Okay, Ratia. Now, so it says a bandage. They would put smear some type of a fatty item onto a cloth, and they would put it over the place where there was some type of a wounds, and it would soothe the pain. Okay, now. Now, it says Ratiya is a problem. Mishabura says, we're going to see later on in Kuf Samad Beis that Ratiya, there is a, the area which is covered with Ratiya, since it's covered with Ratiya, there's no halacha of the tila there. Forget about, so why is it a chatzitza? We're not expecting you to wash an area where there's a wound. You don't have to wash over there. If there's a wound there which you can't get wet because it's going to be painful or damage it, etc., so you can't wash there. So the chazal were mechayev to wash there. It's like that for this purpose, for this washing, that part of the hand is not there. Person's missing part of his fingers. So he only washes what's left. You know, right? So the same. So we see that you don't have to wash. Now we're saying it's a chatitza. Okay, Teretz of the Mishnah like this: Hosam haloi mari v'yesh loy maka. There, it's talking about where there was a maka. You're not going to want to remove the bandage, and then have the part of the hand which wasn't washed touch the food, because due to the maka which needs protection, you don't want to take off the ratia. You don't want to open it up, because it's painful to take it off. Therefore, there's no chashash that maybe this part of the hand will touch food, unwashed hand will eventually touch the food. It wasn't a full-blown maka. It was some pain over there, which you could take off the bandage without pain. You can take it off whenever you want. So you might take it off during the meal, then the unwashed part of the hands will touch the food. That's not acceptable. So you must wash that part of the hand. Now you have a chatitza problem. So basically, if a person has a wound and it's in the healing process and it got to the point where really you could remove the bandage, it's not necessary, just you want to be more careful. So that you must remove the bandage before you wash. But if it's a fresh wound, which you don't want to remove the bandage except for maybe to change it, but otherwise you don't want to remove it because the whole area is sensitive.
It's tender, you know.
So you wouldn't want to. It would be painful to remove it, or it's not safe to remove it, etc. It needs to be protected still. So in that stage, there's no lachem natila, and we'll see later on exactly how what do you do with the water which gets onto the onto the retia? What status does the water goes on the retia? What status does it have? Nowadays, for our purposes, when you wash revius, it becomes irrelevant. But with these rash lesson revius, it has an issue. So, in that case over there, even if it comes right by the hand, it's mutter, because that's an area not an area which doesn't need washing, because it's not going to touch the food. Over here, let's go back to over here by the bandage. Just talk through the bandage for a second. Right? It's on, let's say it's on right over the yacht. So whether you're makbid, it's irrelevant. It's right over the yacht. No, it's on the meat of the yacht. So the issue is makbid. So are you makbid? I don't mind. I'm not makbid. I put the bandage there. I don't mind having a bandage there. All right, I put it there. So how can you call it makbid? Because that's what we said before. Even if right now you don't mind having it there, if the nature is something which Mr. Brewer mentioned before, in the Hakdoma, Mr. Brewer mentioned, even though the time of the tefillah, you're not makbet on it, but something which that you would be makbet to maintain it like that over a period of time, you want the bandage, you know, I'm going to wear a bandage the rest of my life. No, I want to get the bandage off. It's just not today. Today I need it. So that's called, that's has a lock of makbet. That's a ravid, which is passing the Shulchan Aruch over there in the Hilchos Tevilah, that the ravid says the definition of hakpada is not tolling it right now. It's tolling it if eventually you want to remove it. That's called the hakpada. That's why women have to remove their rings, because I don't mind having a ring right now. I'm very happy to have a ring right now. Were it not for Hilchos Natila, I would keep my rings on right now. I don't mind why getting my rings wet. Women get their rings wet all the time. But when they're kneading dough or doing other times things, they don't want their rings on because they're worried about the rings. So there will be times that you're going to remove the ring. Oh, okay. So now, therefore, the rabbi says you can't wear the rings. B'shas tila. What is more fascinating is something which it's so that That's later on, I want to remove it, and right now, I'm power, yeah, yes or no. What about if later on I want to remove it, and right now, I bedafka want it not? Right? So, the person, by tevila, the person has a temporary filling in their mouth. So, I mean, later on, I'm going to remove it and put a permanent filling in, but I don't want this filling to stay forever. I want to remove it. But right now, I bedafka want it on, because otherwise my tooth will be exposed. So, what about that? So that's, you know, and then moving this halacha of ratiya, in other words, ratiya, this heter which you have by netila, doesn't work for tevila. A bandage, even a bandage which is tender, it's a chatitza by tevila, because it's blocking the water. Over here, the argument, because listen, I'm not going to let this touch the food anyway, so I don't really need to wash it. I need to put my whole body into the mikvah. So I have a wound there, and I have to put it. I have a chatitza. But over here, it's not a chatitza. I bedafka want it there. I bedafka need it there. As opposed to the ring, which is parv. Yeah, yeah, nish. Over here, I bedafka want it. Is that a special hetter? That's what the poskim grapple with. In general, the poskim don't want to be makel on that alone. But if in conjunction with the fact that it's going to stay there for a period of time, so it's not temporary. It's there for some elements of, you know, how long is called enough time. So some poskim suggest 7 days, some poskim suggest a month. All right, so you have a temporary filling, you know. I had a Shiloh person called me that they put the temporary filling to allow the root canal to heal, and then they're going to put the permanent. So the doctor basically said that really they could take it off now, but he's not available till next week. So now I don't really need it here. At this point in time, it's not functioning, protecting. So that's much more complicated case. I mean, I'm ready to remove it. It just happened to be that the doctor wants to pay off. You know, right? So you try and get a from dentist to help you. You know, and
what do we say about braces?
Yeah. So braces are there for a very long period of time. So that's you know, and I bedafka want it there for that period of time. So that even though eventually I want to remove it, I over here bedafka want it. It functions. It's some way functioning for the body in conjunction with the fact that it's period. But let's say my braces are about to be removed. Right? You only have an adult woman has braces. Right? And she has medical. They're about to be removed, just again, you know. So they're going to be removed within the next week. So they're not going to be here a week at this point in time anymore. They were here for years. They're here for a year and a half. But now they're being removed in the next week. So most places say you don't look backwards, you look forwards. So as far as it's concerned right now, it's not a permanent thing anymore. So really it should be removed before she goes to the mikvah. Okay, let's hold it here.